Thank you.
Chris's sports bra.
Yes. Gotta be, yeah, gotta specify.
Clarify that.
You know what I mean? It's been a minute. So Chris, have you had any chicken wings as of late before Lisa tells us about her trip to New York? Oh, yes, that's great. That's great. Yeah. You didn't post it on Facebook, so, you know, if it's not on the book, it didn't happen.
This is true.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm giving you guys a break. That's all. Yeah.
Oh, well, we appreciate that. We know that July is coming and it's going to be.
Every day.
That's true. But July is coming. It's going to just be nonstop AI videos and, you know, birthday month countdown and
lots of chicken.
Of shit. Oh, yeah. Lots of chicken. You know what I'm saying?
But it is cancer season.
Yeah, me and Lisa just did the Relay for Life, so you know we should have got you a Luminaria.
Wow.
Not that kind of
that kind of cancer season.
No, keep that away.
Keep that away. Yeah, gotta eat some broccoli. Mm-hmm. So Lisa, tell us all about your trip to New York City for the Knickerbockers parade.
Yes,
nobody ever calls it that anymore.
I braved the crowds. I was given good intel on where to go, and it did not disappoint. Literally, as soon as we walked out of the subway station, the barricades were right there, and we just walked in, and we were two or three rows of people in front of us from the barricades. So, but I took my nephew and I kept asking him, are you having a good time? Are you good? And he's like, yeah, this is great. This is great. And then on the way home, he said,
it sucked.
This is easily, this is easily top five of best experiences in my life. Thank you so much for taking me. And I was just
Wow, that's nice.
That's cool. Yeah.
See, it's the little things like that as an adult. We didn't realize that as kids. Just think about the stuff we might have said as kids, though, to adults, you know, besides, I fucking that's hate cool. you or Chris, yeah. Stop touching my balls, Dad.
As an adult?
Oh, well, I don't know. You know, you were a 27-year-old Eagle Scout, you know.
Wow.
It's yeah, he's not here for the badges, Lisa.
Terrible.
Those after-hour badges.
Here we go. Right back at it. How many weeks has it been since our last episode?
The ones that are sanctioned by the Boy Scouts of America.
The Night Owl badge.
Woo!
So Chris, tell us about sir, your balls being touched. Who touched your balls? Who?
Terrible.
No, but that's dope, Lisa. I'm glad that you got to got to do that with your nephew and stuff. It's shit. So this is why you're their favorite auntie.
Oh, their pickings are slim, but I mean,
wow,
it was funny that neither one of us are, well, the Knicks are, it's not, they're not our team. We are fans, but we each have our own team. So, but it was who's, fun to.
Who does he root for?
Lakers.
Oh, you got a Lakers fan? Wow.
Yeah. He did offer, he was like,
how old is he?
17.
So he was old enough to he was old enough to watch Kobe.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Yeah. Okay. I mean, all right. And he can be a legit Lakers fan.
Yeah.
He
probably saw Shaq too. Yeah.
Saw Shaq.
Dope though. I don't know. But yeah, I forgot what I was gonna say. But no, we had fun. I got to see my friend, and then we saw the Statue of Liberty too. So,
you went to Liberty Island?
No, the parade started at Battery Park.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah,
and over in that area, we only walked over there because that's where my friend was. So, went and said hi. And he was like, there's a fly flying around.
Did you bring it from New York?
It's a rat fly.
I don't want to kill it. No, I think it came in through carrying a slice of pizza.
Exactly. Oh, wearing Tim's with a hot dog in his hand too.
Buzz. That's what sound it actually makes. Is
it doesn't buzz right in my ear.
But yeah, no. Wow. Then we walked to the park and saw Statue of Liberty, which was fun.
Okay. No, that's cool, though.
That was my ice maker.
Uh-oh. Making the ice.
But 'tis the season.
Chris, do you have the ice maker in the fridge, or do you have one of those portable ones, like the ones you can buy off like
a Amazon countertop one?
Going to say that's too loud for the fridge. You know, does it make little balls or big balls?
No, my parents' ice maker. It makes little bell shapes.
Ooh, bell balls.
Fancy,
isn't it? So, how many years? Oh, that is cool. How many years has it been since the Knickerbockers won their last championship?
53 years.
53 years.
1973.
So before any of us were born, that is fucking pathetic. You know,
there were so many, famous people. Like, you had to actually pay attention to the floats, because they were random famous people. You know who the most random person was that I saw, and I feel like I was the only one who knew who it was?
Who's that?
Matthew Modine. He was on a float standing next to, you know who Leon is?
The singer?
No, the actor.
Oh, no. Wait.
If you saw him, you would know who he is.
Black actor or white actor?
Black.
Was he in the Fire Heartbeats?
I think one of those movies.
He's been in the Temptations, Fire Heartbeats. Yeah. Yes. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So he was on a float and everybody's like, Leon. And I see the guy standing next to him. I was like, Matthew Modine. That's nobody knew who he was. I did, though.
But Lisa, you had the opportunity to say to Leon, be like, you know, ain't nobody come to see you, Otis. That's funny as hell, though. Oh, that's cool, though. No, I saw pictures and some videos of the parade and stuff, but I was more concerned with the debauchery that was taking place in Gotham. You know, the burning
there
of the bus.
Or the girl on the light pole who pulled the other girl off and then started twerking.
I was like, only New York. Only New York.
Well, the girl's trying to punch her in the butt. She's just hanging on the light twerking, then drops
somebody
into a
in
split.
The comp somebody in the comments put one of the only reasons one of the only reasons in life to have a BBL. That's funny. But no, I was happy. I'm a Spurs fan. Y'all know that. So I was rooting for the Spurs. But, you know, hey, if a local team, and by local, I mean Boston or New York, has to win a championship, let it be New York every time, all the time, anytime.
Yes.
Because fuck the Patriots.
Fan, so.
And the Celtics. And the Bruins. Yeah. Oh, and the Red Sox, too, while we're at it. Fuck them.
Yeah, I agree.
But I like the New England Revolution. Yo, Red Sox fans are the worst. They say Yankees fans are the worst. Nah, Red Sox fans
are the worst. No, Red Sox fans are the worst.
Yeah.
Now, actually, their accents are trash. I think Patriots fans are the worst. They're just annoying.
They are. I watched a couple of Patriots fans literally give this man the fucking business all game long. This guy walked in, he had some balls on him. I went years ago and saw the Patriots versus the Ravens, and it was funny as shit. He walked in with a Flacco jersey on, and they fucking razzed this dude the whole game. They were like, Flacco! And you know that fucking horrible Boston accent. And the more drunk they got, the worse it got. But they were. They were brutal. You know, I'm like, fuck it. I hope the Ravens win because fuck New England. Foxborough, you know, the Gillette Stadium is nice, though. You know, it is nice, but fuck them.
I've never been there.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, right now they're using it as a soccer pitch, but, you know, it's all good.
How's your team doing?
Brazil? Playing as we speak.
Yeah. As we speak. Right, 8 o'clock, right?
Yep, 1-1-0, so I'm hoping for a win tonight.
Mine is 2-0. They play on Thursday.
Who do they play?
Ecuador.
Okay.
Although I watched, they're like random channels. I ended up having to watch it in Spanish because it was only on Telemundo.
Okay. That's the only way to watch it. What?
Well, they're so animated.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. They are. I mean, it don't matter what team score a goal. They love that. But I think that's so dope, though, that the fact that they get so excited and so passionate about it, and it's like the Americans could give a shit less about soccer is something. I had to explain this to her brother when they were here and stuff, and I was like, yeah, I said, soccer in America is really a mom taking their daughter to go play on the weekend type sport.
Their daughter and their sons.
Yeah, if you're Jamaican.
I had a cousin that's who terrible. Played soccer.
Yeah, was he Jamaican?
No, not what's at his all. Name? On my mom's side. Was,
yeah. Oh, definitely not Jamaican. Well, it could be. You know, there's pale Jamaicans. You know,
true.
That one, like the guy in England, the one that does the reggae. You know what I'm talking about? You know, he raps really, really, really fast and stuff.
It's like, and yes, he has the ponytail?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
That man. Him and Shaggy should get like Grammys for like, you know, being able to impersonate the Jamaican accent like to a T.
Well, Shaggy's Jamaican.
Yeah. Shaggy's Jamaican like I'm Haitian. First time I heard that man talk, I was watching MTV and they were interviewing his ass on like TRL or some shit. And it wasn't him. He was like, yo, I got Shaggy, Mr. Lover. And it's like, how you doing? Him. He was like, I'm okay. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I had no idea.
He was actually born in Jamaica.
Yeah. And raised in like, you know, Wichita, Kansas with that accent that he does not have.
He was next door to Obama. Wait.
Obama.
They were next door neighbors.
Wait, he moved to New York when he was 18.
Oh, okay.
So he really is.
He really is Jamaican. Okay. I'll give him credit. Yeah, but this dude in England is not Jamaican. My man is born and raised in London. You know what his
name is?
Lester.
Orville.
That is not a Jamaican name. Or maybe it is.
Say it with the accent. Somebody do it.
Orville! I got told that Jamaicans make everything like massively aggressive all the time. Like everything is aggressive to them. The way they talk to females, the way they talk about food. I'm like, I never noticed that until I watched a video a buddy of mine sent me. It's like, yo, did y'all ever see there was a reel? I don't know if I sent it to y'all. It was the two guys with two Jamaican dudes talking about using their accent to talk about stores. It's like saying store names with their native accent. And this dude was like, Burlington Coat Factory. And it sounded like the most aggressive shit ever. And wait, I was like, he talking about the one in Bloomfield.
Have you seen the two guys? Neither one of them is Jamaican. One is.
Oh, never mind.
What?
He said two guys.
Continue, Lisa. Leave him alone.
One is Panamanian, and the other one I think is like Colombian or something. And they speak with the Jamaican accent, and you have to watch like their They're corporate, like corporate words.
I thought they were. I thought they were Jamaican. Oh, uh-huh. I didn't know they were faking. Oh my God, I'm terrible.
Fakins, Jafakins.
But they say that, like, if you read like the little like comment, like blurb thing, it says, like, you know, I'm Colombian and he's Panamanian. Like, neither one of us is Jamaican.
Yo, they had me.
What did they do?
Dying.
They did. They took. Oh, what was the one corporate thing? They turned it into like a song. What are some corporate
was it,
things?
Sorry,
like,
I was on mute.
Downstream. No, like it was downstream, and then they turned it into like, you know, that like Pond the River. Pond, but then they like incorporated like the I'll have to find it and send it to you guys.
That's funny because downstream is like one of the like one of those like buzzwords we use constantly. Like we played my old company, we played corporate keyword bingo. So if somebody says a keyword five times in a meeting, you just sell bingo. We did that one time and my boss was like, I forgot what, it was the word dump. Because I was talking about taking data dumps and shit. And this dude said dump like six times. You know, it's like, yeah, just take the dump at the dump. And I was like, bingo. And went back on mute. I was like, I'm sorry. Does someone have something?
My boss used to always say, down the pike. We'd count that one. And then she learned one meeting. We watched her learn a phrase and then proceeded to use it several times. And the phrase was hard stop. And she heard somebody else say it. And she's like, oh, yes, yes. I have a hard stop at this time. And we were just like, you don't use that. You don't.
Corporate jargon.
Once ever said hard stop.
Corporate jargon is the best. Now instead of you get to the end of a meeting and you might have to flow to another one. It's like, yeah, hey, mm-hmm. I need to drop. Yeah, we no longer mm-hmm. say need to drop. Motherfuckers put NTD in the chat and just drop off. At first, I had no idea what NTD was. I was thinking like, you know, like MGD. I know what MGD is, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen
Miller Genuine Draft, you know, for us folks who drink Miller, you know. At least it's like, the fuck? But what was the one that I heard that you use? Yes, the parking lot is another one.
Put that in the parking lot.
The newest one I heard was double click. I don't like that one. I'll never use that shit.
What's that one about?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Okay, so which one? You have a mouse in front of you?
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you need to open something, what do you do?
Double click.
Double click.
There you go. And that's what that means. You're going to like dive deeper into it. So I'll double click into that later. Gosh.
No.
I hate that term.
Swim lanes. I hate swim lanes. I'm like, really?
But that's a real thing.
Their own fucking lanes.
I know it's a real thing, but it's...
On a Vizio or a PowerPoint, but a swim lane. You know, stay in your fucking swim lane.
Isn't that part of
Dory.
Like, if you're a scrum master or something, like it's like part of scrum lane?
No,
lane.
The fuck
well,
it's
I'm
not
a scrum a master, lane? Okay?
I am, so, but no.
Wait, wasn't that where in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, wasn't that Victor Scrum?
No, it was Victor, you know, Victor Crumb, but close.
Same thing.
Same difference.
Oh my God, Lisa has turned Harry Potter into fucking, you know, into like and fucking agile and shit, you know. Victor Scrum. You know, hairy product owner. I'm so gonna tell this shit at work, dude. Oh my God. Oh, awful. Just, yeah, no. We're not ruining my Harry Potter shit with Scrum shit. But yeah, corporate jargon is hilarious. We had this whole, it was this whole lunch and learn that you don't have to do them, but obviously I'll be eating at my fucking desk. I just throw my headset on and just listen. Plus I get the hour credit at work for like a learning session, even though I don't give a shit about it. They had one a few months back. Oh. It was how to not use corporate jargon when you're talking to your external customers, how to reduce jargon. And they gave a whole bunch of conversations where they used nothing but jargon and then translated it as if it wasn't jargon. I'm like, they're teaching a grown-ass adult how to talk.
Basically.
Yeah, I'm done. I was like, I spent an hour learning how to retrain my speech pattern at work. So now from now on, we're just going to use, you know what we should do? We should have a whole day of just jargon, just corporate jargon. Don't use any other word and shit. Be like, you know, top of the morning, going to double click into that? All right, you know, I got a hard stop, you know, got to drop and just walk away.
Oh, you know what I hate? When they say ads too. Have you ever had people use that phrase? So blah, 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 ads to.
Ads to.
The blah, yes. Blah. And yeah. I'm like. Oh,
nails on a chalkboard. Nails on a chalkboard. That's fucking hilarious, though. It's like, and it doesn't matter what industry you're in. There's certain buzzwords that are just across all industries, which is, just, yeah, just no. The whole Chris, the whole thing about, you know, the be on mute that you said earlier. That has got to be the funniest shit because it's without fail, without fail, one person a day, every fucking meeting, somebody's talking on mute.
Sorry, I think you're muted.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you're muted. And then they're like still talking. It's like, no, you're muted. And if you're not the host of the meeting, if I'm the host, I'm quickly trying to ask to unmute.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, but, oh my goodness. Or the people who don't know how to fucking mute when they should. Like, they got freaking little like crotch goblins running around and shit, you know. Hacking up a lung. One lady was on the phone last week. I swear to God, her daughter had either COVID or some sort of like fucking old, like Old Testament fucking disease, the way she was freaking coughing and shit. And she just was letting that girl cough into the microphone. And I'm like, oh my God. And of course, she has an accent about as thick as fog. So that did not help matters any. Oh, yeah. You know what kind of accent.
English.
Well, some of them do have the English accent, but yes.
Oh no, I know shit, man.
Yeah. So yeah. You know, had to bring a little crotch goblin on.
Speaking of crotch goblins, Trump.
You having one? Oh
no. Well, you know, him and Bill, whether it's the president or the horse. But yeah, have you been seeing all the crazy stuff he's been saying lately, like about the pool?
He's got dementia.
Yeah, he's going crazy.
I can't.
Like he Lisa, said, somebody cut a 300-foot.
300-foot. They took a
slice
knife.
In the pool.
Okay. Somebody fact checked that. And I watched a video yesterday where they fact checked that shit. And the guy was like, okay, in order for that to happen, somebody would have to. I think the pool is 12 feet deep. Right, somebody would have to. Were they going to run it? What, are they going to run a fucking snorkel and cut an exact straight line across the fucking
pool?
Wait,
the pool is 12 feet deep? I thought it was like a really shallow pool.
No, it's like 12 feet deep. I thought it was shallow too. I'm like, yeah, I just want to know how the fuck somebody, I want to know, like, I love the, whoever the news person was that was asking them questions. Okay, well, all right, so they cut a hole, vandals. Okay, great. How did they get on the mall? How did they get in the mall with all the security?
I think my favorite is the video with him talking about when they're getting ready to do it. And he's like, no, you won't be able to cut it. Like, it's so strong. Yep. Yeah. And then.
I mean, if you had a knife, I mean, I'm not saying that.
They had a knife somebody. And just 150, 290 feet. What? Like, I do not like that, man.
When the guy asked him for proof and he was like, there's a big slit in it. Is that proof? Like, tell me you don't have proof without telling me you don't have fucking proof. That man, they talked about fucking Joe Biden. That motherfucker's on the same spectrum and shit.
No, it only goes to 3 feet deep in the middle. It's 18 inches on the edges and like 30 inches in the middle.
Oh, I thought it was 12 feet. Shit. Okay.
Wait, even how much is it on the edges?
18 inches. It's like a foot and a half.
But still. Who the fuck is gonna swim that or like?
Yeah, and not be seen like the whole length of.
Yeah.
They wore all blue, so they blended in with the bottom.
Right, and green, blue and green. They're like a Jamaican flag, blue, green and black.
It was the Jamaicans.
Yep. The Haitians.
They said, fuck on the river.
Eating your dogs.
They were like, pon the pool, pon the pool. That's fucking wild, Joe. It's just, and it's amazing that they talk shit about this man. But speaking of him, y'all see Tucker Carlson decided to renounced the Republican Party officially.
I saw that.
No, yeah. I did not.
Yeah. Said he cannot in good conscience back that party anymore, and he's not backing the Democrats, but he said he's definitely not the Republican no more, so he don't know what the fuck he's gonna do. But I just love
speaking
the fact
of
that
Republicans.
Oh God, more of them.
What's a white person's favorite nation?
Urination.
I don't know.
Discrimination.
Oh my God.
I could say that. I'm half white.
We're going to lose. Daughter said she was one of our listeners. We're going to lose her now. Right after she said she loves Lisa.
Yes, Lisa.
I'm terrible.
Yes.
Discrimination.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. You got that one, Lisa. I didn't even give you a drum roll on that one. I gave you an applause because yes, only because it's factual, not just because it was funny. It's factual. It's all right. So Lisa, I know it's later in June, and you know I know we didn't record earlier in the month and stuff, but we did to put a bonus episode out. But you know, so we have to definitely talk about you know what this month is all, what June is all about. You know, men's mental health.
True.
You know, so Chris.
Well,
how are you doing?
I thought that was November. Oh no, that's just health.
No, that's men's when health, you don't shave your balls.
Right, for men's health awareness. But
you don't shave your balls for mental, men's health
this
awareness.
This is mental. Oh, I see what you're saying.
This is mental health. Yeah, this is mental.
Oh,
health.
Oh, men's yeah. mental health. Yes. Yeah. So how are you doing, Chris? You good?
I'm great. No, actually, yeah. I am better than I deserve.
The fuck does that mean?
What does that mean?
I just heard it. Look, yesterday, I was listening to Dave Ramsey, and I guess whenever somebody calls in, they say, "Hey, how you doing?" He always says, "Better than I deserve." Now think about it. That means that you're doing better than you deserve. Like I'm doing pretty good, but probably don't deserve it because I'm a pretty shitty person.
Wow.
But no, I'm not a bad person. But just you're doing good. Like,
so I'm how you doing now, that. Chris? How you doing now, then?
Well, the car accident, terrible.
It's terrible.
I was actually just under my car, and I was thinking it might fall on my face. I had it up on the jacket. I had to get up under there.
No. Like, no, we're not digressing. We're not digressing from this topic. You're doing better than you deserve. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that sounds like some phrase.
That sounds like some simp type shit. Like, I'm trying to get with the women folk and shit. How are you today? I'm better than I deserve. You know, women get treated like this and that. So, you know, fuck out of here. Better than I deserve. That is the weirdest shit. Don't normalize that.
Well, Dave Ramsey says it, and he's pretty cool. Yeah.
Who the fuck is Dave Ramsey?
The financial guy.
The finance guy.
You don't know who
guy.
Dave Ramsey is? Yeah, the finance guy. Like,
no, Lisa, I'm afraid
the
to follow.
One podcast in the country, well, under Sean Hannity, but
I'm afraid to follow men that Chris follows because this motherfucker used to cape for Kevin Samuels.
I still do.
Oh well, speaking of that, did either of you watch the Louis Theroux's Inside the Manosphere?
No, I didn't get a shot to. Is it funny?
It's depressing. It's kind of scary. It's all about
the fuck.
What?
I thought it was gonna be something funny.
No. Well, I mean, there are humorous things because you watch it and you're just like, are you serious? It's about like men and most of them are like the Tate brothers.
Okay.
Like people who follow like their ideology. And it's funny because one of the guys made a reference and it reminded me of a conversation we had approximately 3 years ago before this podcast started. And his words were, women aren't out there building buildings. And I'm like, I'm done. I am done. And that sounds strangely familiar. That one of our
wait, Chris, who said that? Hold on, Lisa. Let's see.
You, mofo. You.
Well, it's true. How many women you see in hard hats? All right, let me stop.
Actually, a lot. There was one. There was a few in my neighborhood. Currently still in the neighborhood because they're redoing. They're redoing the street for the pipes for the fire hydrants. So there's a couple of women in hard hats, Chris.
Oh, was she directing traffic?
You know, no, she was Actually, she was driving the big ass fucking like backhoe. Yo.
Oh, that's
directing traffic. Wow,
I'm just saying, it's not usual. It's not.
We back on that shit.
What does Kevin say? It's probable.
Don't even start. It's possible, Chris.
But not probable. I'm a mute.
No.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Yo.
No.
I mean.
But all right, let's look at the facts. Let's see. ChatGPT.
No. I can tell you this much. What really got me into women being into every damn career was when I got banned from watching Flashdance because, let me tell you, I didn't know women could be welders. Goddamn, welders are hot.
All right, so women represent 11.2 to 12.3% of the overall U.S. construction workforce. So 10%.
We're not saying that they dominate the field.
Right.
But for people to say that they are not, but that is not how you worded it 3 years ago, okay?
No. But Lisa, that's equivalent. Yeah. What Chris just said is equivalent to saying that Black people make up 13% of the population in America, yet we make up, you know, more than like 80% of the crime.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's some bullshit.
I got to fix that stat because most of that 11% is administrative work, but the actual hands-on trades, they're 4% of the actual on-site construction trades.
But they're still there, okay? Yeah, they're still doing the work.
Yeah, just like there's, you know, male nurses and...
Male exists. Flight attendants.
Yes.
Yep.
Give me my drink. because I'll be flying first class to Rome in a couple weeks, and I don't care if it's a man or a woman handing me my...
What airline are you flying?
Aer Lingus. It's I think, Irish.
I thought you were going to make a joke.
Throw on an Irish accent. Good day, mate. Wait, that's not Irish.
That is Australian.
What do Irish people say? Aaron, go bra.
Yeah, Chris, don't start practicing your Gaelic like Lisa practices her English accent. You know.
Bruv. I got a Mandem got a good English accent.
Well, I've been working on my Italian. I've been studying Italian for the last month.
Bruv, come on. Mandem nothing.
You make sure Saturday you come into my house with that bullshit. Into the house with that bullshit.
You think I do my accent with Helen around? I'm not even doing her accent. I'm doing a London accent, okay? I'm doing British number four.
Lisa, wow. Let me make this abundantly clear. She hates all your accents.
You get kicked out of the house.
Right?
You're going to lose your privileges. I'm scared of Helen.
Yeah, you sure?
The dog guys are back.
Trust. You know I'm not scared.
You know,
I'm not scared. You want to show up? That's fine.
I'm bringing my Italian accent.
Your Italian accent?
Yeah, I've been working on
it. Aria Reducci?
Mm-hmm. That means goodbye, yes.
So Chris is going to Rome. He's going to be the Black guy in Rome. Please don't be the stereotypical American out of the fucking country. Don't be asking where the chicken wings is at.
Don't wear anything that says
USA. Yeah.
Yeah, don't embarrass us. We already have enough people embarrassing
us. I'm 34 days in of straight practicing Italian on Duolingo. 34 days straight of doing lessons, so.
Okay. I mean, and there's something to be said about doing that, but I don't know. Lisa, I don't know about him. I don't know.
So what are you going to say? Can you order food? How do you order chicken wings in Italian? Of course.
Ciao, a chicken wings.
No, ciao is good. That's also high. No, that's beautiful. That's high beautiful.
Bella chicken wings.
Bella wing de poulet.
Polo is chicken.
Is it pollo or do they say the L?
No, it's polo. It's not like Spanish. Because I thought it was
polo. Oh, they say the L's?
It's just polo.
Polo.
Yeah.
Marco.
Ciao, Bella. Yeah. Give me the polos de buffalo, por favor.
The buffalo polo.
Chris gonna go to Italy looking for
it. It's correct, though. That's the same for thank you.
Chris gonna go to Italy looking for spaghetti and meatballs and shit. You know what I mean?
That's like, Paul Mezza.
Yeah, you know, yeah, Chef Boyardee. Yeah, yeah. Olive Garden.
SpaghettiOs.
Oreos.
Fucking Chris show.
Ravioli. They'll kick me out of the country if I ask for Olive Garden. Beef ravioli in a can.
That's what's gonna serve you when they hear your accent and shit. So what other parts of Italy are you going to? Just Rome?
Yes. Okay. But when I get on the cruise ship, though, I'm going to hit like 6 countries. So I'll be in Greece.
Oh, what countries?
I think I'm going to Greece, Croatia. I don't know. It's a bunch of places. Yeah.
You going to Tisno?
I don't know. It's so many places.
You don't
it's like,
know. You know the fuck you going. Chris, like,
I don't. I really don't care. Yeah, I'm just on the boat. Just wherever they drop me off.
Is it a big cruise ship or is it one of the smaller ones?
No, it's a big one.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do a small one. Not for
me neither.
No, celebrity.
They probably I like don't celebrity. Celebrity's good.
Carnival yeah. over there.
Nah, too many y'all on that motherfucker.
Yeah, not messing up their seas.
Nope. Carnival Cruise Lines is the Nissan Altima of cruise lines.
Wait, Chris, don't you go on Carnival a lot?
I do.
Is it a fun cruise line?
Yeah, it is. It is fun. If you want to turn up, then Carnival is the place to be.
Celebrity, we turned up on Celebrity too, so Celebrity was fun. It was nice. The ship was very clean.
I like Royal's nicer though, but
Royale, like a Royale with cheese.
Mm-hmm. Bigger, better boats.
Bigger, better boats. You know, yeah. That first boat right over to America was enough for me. The SS Amistad. Just don't get lost over there. You can come back jet lagged in a motherfucker, though, ain't you?
Yeah. Oh, and watch out for pickpockets.
Yeah, I've seen all. Yo, there's a ton of those videos with like pickpockets in like Italy and shit. Yo.
Yeah, I heard they don't like black people over there too. So
they don't like them here in America either. Hello.
Exactly.
What do they call them? Moolies?
Moolies, yeah. Mm-hmm. Chris gonna be the little Moulignan in Italy and shit.
You know, Joseph used to call me his little Moolie.
Really?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yep.
Man was shaped
like
a
what does
queen.
That mean? Stop.
What? I can't roast him?
Stop.
You can roast any of my exes. I don't give a fuck. My man looked like an eggplant.
I mean, you can. It's
yeah, it's just not
an
nice.
Eggplant. More of a pear.
Okay. More of a pear. Yeah. That motherfucker was shaped like a butternut squash, yo.
Really?
Thick on the bottom, yeah. Look at that.
Terrible. Yes, yeah, so I'll be going to Sicily, Croatia, 2 spots in Croatia, Montenegro, Greece.
Montenegro?
Yeah. Olympia.
Montenegro.
Mount Black person?
Montenegro. Oh.
The Montenegro, you know? Yeah. See, I am. Wow. Well, we're glad you're going on a cruise, Chris. Just you know, take pictures.
We're gonna expect and, surprises.
Yeah, and by that we mean like you know we want to see pictures every day, reels every day, story updates every day. You know. Don't let us know you're home yet, but definitely let us know you're still gone.
Sure.
I had no idea the last time your ass went on vacation. Motherfucker, I knew you was on vacation. I knew the days you were on vacation. I had no idea you got back home. I figured you got back home because I stopped seeing fucking stories. It's like, dude, can you just like go the entire vacation and just let it be a surprise to the world? You know, like you don't have to share it with the world.
Do you pay for the internet package?
I will.
Why? What do you need the internet for?
I think because I'm going so far away, I probably should have the internet.
For what?
So I can see what's going on in the world and make phone calls if I need to.
Who cares? You're on a boat. Fucking disconnect.
Yeah. I could. Enjoy your time. That's what I need to do. I need to work on disconnecting.
Yeah, I should work on that.
It's actually quite difficult.
But 10 days is a long time to be disconnected.
I did 8 but when I went to Bermuda.
You're going to see so much like history and culture that...
Take pictures. Enjoy yourself. Yeah. Eat the food. Drink the wine. You know, don't sleep with the natives.
Take a picture. It'll last longer. See? Do you remember when that was like a comeback?
And I guess that was a comeback. Post it when
somebody
come back,
was there. Take a picture. Latergram. It'll last longer.
Yes, it's called a latergram, Chris. You put this on Insta. Make it a latergram. Yeah, man. Just go disconnect. It's a milestone for you. At least, you know, go enjoy yourself.
I surely will.
Speaking of enjoying oneself.
Uh-oh. Is this a joke?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Why did the cheese go to the gym?
Why, Lisa?
To get shredded!
I should have known.
Yeah!
Stop. I should have known. That was too easy. How did we not get that?
Oh, man, that was a good one.
How did we not get that?
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
Snap it to a Slim Jim.
Very terrible.
Rest in peace, you know, to my man, Randy Savage. That boy was terrible. Wild as fuck, you know. But, yes, you should definitely, like, disconnect, Chris. Enjoy your fucking cruise, you know. Enjoy your family. Because you're going with your family, right?
Yeah.
You got any friends going?
Nope.
Gates not going with you?
Nope.
Lisa, you see how you had to think about that shit. Like, he done snuck into his luggage or some shit. He gonna be like Jack Dawson on the Titanic, yo.
Oh, goodness. Hold on a sec.
Uh-oh.
I gotta plug my laptop in.
Where did it go?
You guys didn't have to stop talking.
I didn't. I was on mute. I was talking to Willow.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Yeah, sorry, I was on mute. Yep. That's going to be the name of this episode.
I can only imagine what the art's going to look like.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be like, I'm going to try to see if I can get it to do something with Teams or some shit. You know? But yes, corporate jargon, vacations, you know. So Lisa, I was told that one of our episodes, it didn't on Spotify, it didn't generate the chapter titles, and my friend was very disappointed. He was like,
"That's the best part."
When he found out that they were generated by Spotify, he was like, dude, okay, because I was giving y'all motherfuckers way too much credit. He thought we were coming up with those as I edited them. I was like, no.
Really? They come up creative. With good chapter titles.
They really do. You know, it picks up like certain nuances that we talk about that by the time the episode comes out a couple days later, it's like, wait, we talked about that shit? Oh, shit. That's what's up. But yes. We did. So, Chris, when you come back from Rome, I have a request. There is something that I do want from Rome.
What do you want to buy?
I want a sticker.
Ooh.
A sticker. That says what?
Yeah.
Like one of I want Italy a sticker or some shit. Too. I don't know.
Like Like one of them oval stickers with the European.
Yeah, exactly. Or it could just be like too. Italy or something. Yeah.
Okay.
I just want a small sticker. Yeah.
And if I can find one, but gift shop or something.
Oh, you'll be able to find one. Please. It's
You can get Italy. Mine from any of the countries.
Yeah. Amazon? Oh. You want a real one? Okay.
That's exactly what's going to happen. He's going to order them from Amazon because he's going to forget while he's on the cruise.
And you won't be able to text me to remind me because I won't have the internet.
And Chris, don't forget. Yeah, but Chris, don't forget to, because they don't take U.S. dollars, so you have to exchange your money for Italian dollars. They have Italian dollars, okay? So find the guy asking for, like, we'll transfer your shit to Italian dollars. Like the girl that got taken advantage of in Puerto Rico, that got her fucking money taken, talking about had to transfer into Puerto Rican dollars and got a bunch of fake money. Mm-hmm. Sucker. Born every minute.
Every minute.
Yeah. They use the euro in Italy, right?
Yep.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the euro ain't worth shit. So yeah, you about to be rich, bitch.
I know. I went to try to call to update my credit card information so that they would know I'd be out of the country and realized I lost my credit card. I have no idea where it is.
So I had to order. Chris is the only motherfucker. That's how you know you got money. Chris loses credit cards, loses guns. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, good thing I didn't wait until it was time to go. And you know, I don't want to lose my debit card out there.
So Chris, you lost a credit card. You sure this bitch ain't got it? This bitch.
This bitch. Yeah, if she was still around, I'm sure it would have been her.
Good old days, the good old days. Yeah. Chris with his peak ass story. Chris with the peak story. Investigators say multiple What the hell? Sorry, multiple pathogens found in my blood.
Speaking of pathogens, there's a really good show called The Last Ship. And it's like one of those shows where it's the end of the world. There's this pathogen that got loose. It's kind of like COVID and it killed like 99% of the world. And only the people on this ship survived, and they're trying to come up with an antidote and a vaccine.
And you know, is cool. It the first season?
Yes.
It's
so you know the second season is going to be that there's another ship out there that also has people on it that they're going to come across. And
well, they did find another ship, but they blew it up, so now it's just them right now. So I don't know.
Damn.
But there's five seasons, and I'm only on first season, so it's like, what are they going to do for the next four seasons? So.
Speaking of seasons, if Stripper Society comes out with another season, will you watch it?
Probably. Because I saw they recorded that back in 2025. I saw the date on the check that the winner got. So maybe they're recording one now. I don't know.
Damon, you have to watch it just for the pure nonsense. If you can get past the first episode, because that was rough, because it was just like steady screaming, and you're just like, okay.
And fighting, and
And just ratchetness. Just ratchet.
House of Dragons is back out, right?
But I went to college, though. I mean, I don't want my education draining out my ears watching that shit. Like, is it like mind-numbing entertainment? Like, that kind of shit? Just like... It just takes no brain power to watch it.
Yes, yes.
Oh, definitely. Okay. No brain power whatsoever.
But if you want to use brain power, watch House of Dragons. The new season just came out. And the first episode
I've never watched it.
Yes.
Oh, I gotta finish off the last season. I was waiting to finish the last season in order for the new one to come out.
The new one just came out. They start out with a bang, so check it out. And Raising Kanan from Power... That new season started.
Okay, so hear me out, and I want y'all to judge me. I want all the judgment for this. So Christmas of 2024, right? I was trolling Facebook, and I saw one of the ads for Stars, and it was like 12 months for $12. So I signed up with the intention of watching Power and, you know, Book 2 and all of that shit, right? Okay, fast forward a year later, so Christmas last year, you know, now I'm getting charged $10 a month. Yeah, I'm going to cancel the shit. I'm going to just wait and get another promotional one or whatever and shit.
They're good for the promotions.
Here we are at the end of June. I'm still paying $10 a month. Still ain't start that motherfucker yet. So please judge me for being one of those people that, you know, has like a membership and just doesn't fucking use it. Because I am him.
Oh, I did that with my gym membership for like 2 years. I paid for it every single month and went to it like 3 times.
Wow.
So, yeah, I finally canceled it.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I need to, there are a couple shows that I do want to watch. That's one. You know, so House of the Dragon, I need to pick back up. I need to pick up Euphoria. Everybody keeps talking about how good that shit is. Oh, yeah, I have to. Yep.
Did you watch it when it first?
I watched the first two episodes.
Okay, well,
I finished it.
But you watched the other seasons, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't started it. Oh, I watched the first. What is it? Was it first two seasons? I watched that.
And I like Zendaya as an actress, so it's like that's why I want to watch it. I was like, okay, but yeah, the first two episodes was like that was man, they were bugging. Holy shit! I was like, okay. You know, goddamn ads.
Speaking of shows, Lisa, what about your fruit show that you tried to put us on to this week? The cartoon fruit, the AI fruit?
Oh my God, I am like, I get so dragged into them. I watch them.
What is it called? I forgot.
Just the AI, like all the AI fruit videos. And now they're getting real, like, there was one Strawberita. Was dating blueberry guy and she was it Strawberita? Yeah, and she was pregnant and he was like, that fucking baby better be a blueberry or else I'm leaving your fat ass big back bitchy ass. And I'm like, wow.
It better not be a carrot.
Yeah. And then there was a carrot in there.
It was a carrot and a blueberry. Yeah.
She
had twins like two different people.
I watched the whole series. Like, I was, it was what, 40 episodes? And, like, each episode, I think, is like a minute long or whatever. And I watched it all. I was just like, what?
Oh, my God.
What was that one about? That one was a banana, was the guy, and the girl was, she was a strawberry too. But. Oh, and the banana was like a billionaire, and she lived on the bad side of town where everything was rotting, and she got a job. Like, it's just, they're just ridiculous. And sometimes when you watch them, they'll change their accents. Like, I watched one with the guy was a pineapple, and the girl was, she was some berry, and he was cheating on her, or he had cheated on her with a grape girl. But the grape girl got pregnant with his friend who was like a kiwi, like that person's baby. Wow. But like,
where the fuck did you find this at?
TikTok. Throughout the thing, they keep changing accents. One episode, the guy has a Jamaican accent. The next one is like a regular, like, American accent. Like, and then sometimes they change the way they look. Like, it's just, it's.
There's another one with. Cup.
Like, did you see the one with the seahorse?
No, I didn't see that one. I only watched like three of them. They were getting out of control.
Dude.
Now there's one with a seahorse. And you know how in seahorse life, the male carries like the babies. Like they're the ones that are pregnant. Yeah. And so the male seahorse, well, the guy, he finds out that his lady is cheating on him. And he sees her in her office. She's like some high-powered executive trying to impregnate another seahorse guy. Wow. And, yeah, it's just...
This is the most fucked-up shit I've ever heard of, yo.
It is! But it's so funny, like, some of the stuff that is on there. Then when did I watch another one? It wasn't fruit or anything, but it was like... It was almost like Heated Rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I don't think it's
as bad as
HBO?
Big Mouth, though.
I was going to ask, was it as bad as Big Mouth?
I don't think it's as... from the three episodes I saw.
No, because Big they're Mouth not... Is pretty bad. Well, if you watch the newer ones, then I would say the language is worse. Big Mouth is very, like, sophomoric humor. Like, with the other... With the the fruit AI and stuff, they're like... These... Fruits are getting pregnant and like being kicked out of their houses by their like significant other and like thrown on the streets. And yeah, it's just, it's crazy. Mm. But it's easy to get like sucked into that, like, or go down that rabbit hole. Cause you're just like, what? Not Strawberita. And then the names that they call them. Oh, what do they call the pineapple guy? Like the pineapple guy, he looked like a pineapple. His skin looked like a pineapple. But in one scene, he has like the leaf parts were dreads. And that's when he had like a Jamaican accent. Like the next scene, it was leaves. And then he sounded like American. It was just, yeah. I'm like, who's sitting at home creating this stuff? It's almost as if, well, the newer stuff, it's almost as if a child is creating. You know, like when a kid learns like bad words and they just use, like they'll say a whole sentence and every single word will be a bad word. That is what they're doing now. So sometimes it is funny to see this like banana yelling at this grapefruit and like cursing them out, but sometimes it is also a bit much because I'm like, man, how many times can you use the word fuck in a sentence?
I don't know. Let's find out. It's like getting to the center of a Tootsie Pop, you know? Like,
let's ask Sam Jackson.
Well, yeah, you know that motherfucker used that a lot.
What was the other show? Some other show you wanted to watch. You told us we should watch. You sent us a link to some...
Yeah, the Manosphere. Inside the Manosphere.
Yeah, okay, that's Inside what that
the
was.
Manosphere. Okay. Yeah, that I have one. To watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll there's check it out tonight when I get settled.
Well, there's one episode on Fruit AI where they're doing, like, a news thing. And it... It was a vegetable. I think it was, like, a head of lettuce or something. And he's talking about this person who was stealing all these, like, herbs and stuff from this big warehouse. And then what did they say at the end of it? They were like, oh yeah, they found pallets of oregano and parsley and stuff. And you know, the bad person who did all the stuff, they were calling him a seasoned criminal.
Oh my gosh. Oh
my gosh. No. Oh.
Lisa waited 57 minutes to tell that fucking joke, yo. She knew we were going to come back around and talk about shows and shit and just cook that one, yo. She had that one in a slow cooker, Chris.
That shit was in the crock pot. I was trying to figure out how I was going to bring that one in. I was like, man, I got to tell that one because it's... And I didn't even really tell it that good, but...
Comedian. Lisa's a fucking comedian.
Oh, terrible.
You better be this funny on fucking Saturday. I tell you that fucking much, yo. You better have fucking jokes. You better have jokes.
Why are we performing?
Don't we always? Like, motherfuckers, we're celebrities. Fuck are you talking about? Like, we walk around, motherfuckers, we're celebrities.
So do we want to share with our listeners where we will be this weekend?
Yeah. So we're going to be at Chris's house, you know, taking turns, you know. Actually, I take that back. Not this weekend. It's today. We're going to be taking turns pegging him because it's National Pegging Day. Bung. No. Saturday we'll be in Springfield, Massachusetts at the Worthy. Downtown Springfield.
The Worthy.
Mass Mutual Center. Yeah, it's going to be a different venue this time around. Okay. Let's check it out. You know?
I do have another joke.
Come on. Go ahead. Let's hear it. What you got?
Did you hear about the guy who collapsed climbing Mount Everest? No. Authorities found Himalayan there.
Oh.
You get it?
Yes.
Himalayan there.
Oh my gosh.
They found him a laying there.
Fuck you, Lisa.
What?
Terrible.
It's awful, yo. You know.
Okay, I got one more joke. I think you guys will like this one. And stop me if you already know it. Do you know what's worse than punching a deaf person?
What?
Breaking their fingers so they can't tell anyone.
That's a good one. That's terrible.
I'm not going to help.
So messed up. That's terrible.
That is fucking wrong. So, anyways,
here's my water bottle.
I'm drinking beers this weekend. We're gonna have some good beers, some good music. Some good fun.
I hope they have the homebrew.
When I bought the ticket, it said it was something like 20 some odd homebrews or something like that. We're gonna be there, so you know, I hope the DJ is gonna be there. The DJ was good. I like the DJ. He was good.
He was good.
Yeah,
he worked. Did you see the list? Did you get the list already? Like, what to expect, or like? They sent an email.
Oh.
And it was like, probably, no outside food or drinks. What?
Oh, no. I won't be bringing my Bud Light or Miller Light with me. Oh, shit.
Like, right. I don't think they'll stop us with the necklaces.
No. But I could see some people like going there to get, like, who the fuck goes to a beer festival to get shit-faced ass drunk? Like, I mean, like, tore up ass drunk. Like, that would not be a good time. You know, oh, wait, Lisa, wait, never mind. We already saw that in Southington. Remember Cuz who couldn't walk straight? Bro, Chris, you left at the wrong time. That motherfucker was lit.
Old guy.
Oh, right. That's going to be us. Damn, I guess we got to get the Rascals.
Oh, no, I'm getting me one of them wagons. One of them wagons that I can sit on and then put all my, like, wares that I find and buy.
Chris going to get one of the wheelchairs with the blow tube.
Shut up.
You know. Come on.
Yeah. So I can get stranded because I won't be able to start.
I know. One long out of breath and shit. You know what I mean?
He's inebriated. He's stuck.
Fucking terrible. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have a good time on Saturday. So yes, we're going to be at the Worthy. You know, we'll take some pictures. So we'll post them on our Instagram that has pretty much been lying dormant for a while because we really post on Instagram. My bad, people.
We're going to get
some shit popping.
I've been seeing notifications.
We'll be better.
Yeah. No, we won't be better.
Yeah,
we'll be
I've
worse.
Been getting those too. No.
We will be worse.
Well, I feel like the Worthy, we do more networking at the Worthy. Do.
Yes. So each one of us will have the QR code in our photo reel on our phones so that we're not fumbling around looking for shit like last year.
We did good at the QR code that goes to somebody's personal page.
It goes
to not Chris's.
Pornhub.
Yeah, Chris. Lisa, that was the most fucked up shit. I thought Chris was sharing the damn podcast when he over here sharing his own personal shit. I follow you now. Like, shut the fuck up. Ain't nobody ask you, motherfucker. Ain't nobody fucking ask you. It's like, dude. But yeah, no, we will all have it. It will go to like our Insta and all of our other socials and shit like that. But we did a good job at the rent though. With that one, we shared that one with a couple folks. We did a good job.
Oh, okay, I didn't share anything.
I did, but we always have this one is usually one of the bigger networking ones that we do, which is nice.
I think have our with, cans,
with the homebrew, of cans? Course, oh.
But of yeah, course. Of course we are.
All right. Yep. Now that I'm not on a crunchy food restriction,
we'll take this offline. That's another corporate thing. Let's take this offline.
Yeah, we'll circle jerk about this. I mean, circle back. My bad.
We'll double click on this later.
Yeah, we'll double click into this. You know. But yes. Our next episode will be post July 4th. So, you know, I figured it'd be fitting to end this episode with a little bit of knowledge about our 250th. Celebration of this country. Donald Trump is going to make a complete fucking mockery of the U.S., even more so than he does. I have a bad feeling that he's going to just pull some bullshit.
Do you think your president is going to take care of Venezuela now that they just got back-to-back earthquakes?
I didn't even know they got earthquakes. See, that's how much they blocked it off the
media. No, they just had a 7.5 one, and then there was an aftershock 40 seconds after of 7.2.
That's not an aftershock. That's a whole fucking earthquake.
That's a whole other... I guess Puerto Rico, it has their tsunami warnings on now.
When did that happen?
Today.
Just now? I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it on when the podcast started on CNN.
Oh, shit. No, because I saw something earlier today talking about weird tectonic plate movement and now an earthquake today. Okay. So I'm convinced they're turning the weather machine on. That's just the weather machine turning on.
What was that geostorm?
No, that was what I wanted in high school.
Remember that movie Geostorm? Yep. I wanted one of those too.
I remember the car.
I wanted the teal one.
Oh, I did too. Yep. Oh my God. That was the only, see, Lisa, this is why we're friends. This is why we're friends.
And then I wanted good the geo cars. Tracker. And now when I see the geo tracker, I'm like, oh my God.
You think why?
What? No.
This dude I worked with when I worked at the bank had one. Mm-hmm. You couldn't tell my boy shit. He got one of those because he couldn't afford to buy, what was the Isuzu one? It was a small one just like that.
Oh no.
It was something small like that, but it was like only gay dudes drove it. And I was like, bro, you're straight, allegedly. I never met a straight man that drove one. But yes, he had one and he was balling. Now I gotta look up CNN. Oh my goodness.
The NRL, crazy. The Isuzu NRL. But that's really small.
Yeah, it looked like the tracker. It was like the bootleg version of the tracker. Or maybe the tracker was the bootleg version of that. Wait, I don't know.
Are you thinking of the Suzuki?
Yes, the Suzuki. Yes. I didn't like those either. They're ugly. All those things were ugly. We liked some ugly shit in the 90s.
Yeah, you know what I was obsessed with? The, was a Pontiac, but it was the minivan, but it was the minivan that had like that 45 degree.
Oh, the Silhouette.
But it was a Pontiac.
Yeah, it was the one that had the weird front windshield.
Pontiac.
Not that one.
Minivan. 90s.
I think it was the Silhouette.
No, the Pontiac Transport.
This episode has been sponsored by. Oh, jeez. I just looked that up. Oh my God, Lisa, really? You like that?
I wanted one of those. I was in like the 7th grade and I was like, when I'm an adult, that's what I'm getting. I'm getting me a Pontiac Transport. In high school, I'll drive my Geo Tracker and my Geo Storm.
You couldn't tell me shit. I wanted a Geo Storm. I wanted that and a Toyota the mid-90s Toyota Celica. The Celicas was dope back then. Now look at us. You know, driving. Lisa, look at us with
driving working moderate, class vehicles.
Moderately modest working class vehicles.
I know. Chris, what was your dream car when you were younger?
Lamborghini. No.
It'd be in the shop right now if you had one.
Yep. I know.
Yeah.
Man, you did have a Lambo, not fireworks. Yeah.
Chris would have a Lambo with suicide doors and a suicide straw.
That was a suicide straw.
The one he got to blow into.
That was not funny.
See that? That's me giving you the drum roll thing.
Fucking awful.
Terrible.
Yeah. Well, Hopefully everybody in Venezuela is okay. Hopefully the death toll is not high. But damn, I just read that. Yeah, seven. Wow. You don't get back-to-back 7.2s. Like, that's not a fucking, that is not an aftershock. An aftershock is like three or some shit. That's a whole other earthquake.
Like, a whole other earthquake.
Yeah, that motherfucker wasn't done.
Yeah.
Like your bowels. And I was just about to make that joke too about bowels being loose. I'm like, that's like when you have like severe bubble guts and you take a shit, like, oh, and then you then your stomach makes that noise and it's like it's filling back up and then another one. That's what just happened. Fucking terrible, yo. Well, shout out to our Venezuela, our 51st state, Venezuela. Hopefully our Venezuelan Americans are okay. You know, that's right.
Yeah.
We annex them. So yes, Saturday at the Worthy, we're gonna have a good time. You know, there'll be pictures and other shit.
Say hi.
Say hi. Yeah.
Please do.
Or give us the finger.
Yeah, we'll take that too. You know.
Yeah, and then we'll shove it up your ass because we ain't no little bitches. We tough. Fuck is you talking about?
Up your ass and around the corner.
Yeah.
That was a good comeback too.
Yeah, Gaylord.
African booty scratcher.
Wow. My feelings are hurt. I'm gonna go. I'm signing off now. I'm done. So before we go, Chris, what are you drinking? What you sipping on tonight?
Some lemonade wine. I saw it at the liquor store the other day. It was like $6. I said, let me try it.
Lemonade. Did you try it because it was cheap, or did you try it because you were interested in the flavor?
Someone left it at the counter when I was paying for my stuff. And I was like, what is that? He's like, it's a lemonade wine. I said, well, how much is it? And he said, $6. I said, oh, okay. And it's like a big, big bottle. Yeah, can't pass that up. Gotta try something new.
Fucking awful, yo.
Does it taste like whiny? Oh, okay.
It does. It tastes good. It's like a Moscato.
Oh, of course. We know you love Moscato.
Yeah, it tastes like Moscato. It's not bad.
Chris and his sweet wines, just with his sweet ass. Well, hopefully you have fun on pegging day, Chris.
Hey!
You know, we should come up with a song for you. Happy pegging day, you. Happy pegging day to you. Happy pegging day, Chris. We're going to stick it in your poo-poo chute.
What size do you want?
Chris going to get the five double X one. Yeah.
Exit only.
Like this.
Mm-hmm. Terrible.
We'll say goodbye to the ladies and gents.
Yes. Say goodbye. We're done.
Bye.
We'll see y'all when we're 250 and some change.
Yes.
Chris's nipples stink.